For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? I'm trying to get this energy into myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just project the energy I want to get into you.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. Like, that's a good tactic, actually.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Some days are just not as good as others, you know?
And why is that? What's happening today? Tell us a little bit. Yo, is it kind of hot in here?
I'm actually at perfect temperature. I'm very cozy right now. I'm very, very... I'm feeling like, I don't know what's going on, honestly.
Well, this is not the right energy for, well, since you guys know, this is episode 150. And I gotta be honest, I'm a little
we're
emotional.
Both feeling, oh, you're emotional.
I'm a little emotional because this is the last episode.
I mean, the last episode of the season, but...
That is true. And it feels like, I don't know.
I don't know why I don't feel like it's necessarily last season, because by the time we know it, we're recording. The last episode of the season, because by the time we even feel like, oh, we're on a break, time to record again.
No, it's true, but I don't know. This podcast is something that's very emotional to me.
Emotional or like important to you?
Important, emotional. I care about it so much.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the community that we've built here. This is 3 years now.
This is year three.
And
yeah.
And you know, I remember when we first started season three, I was just like, wow, another 50 episodes to complete another season. And I don't know why. I feel like a little bit, it's crazy. I'm proud of us, obviously.
The crazy thing is it's actually been 100 episodes this season.
What do you mean?
Because it was 50 on here and then 50 on Patreon.
Oh, right.
Or it's about to be 50 like today.
Yes, because Patreon's birthday is turning one.
Patreon is turning one. Yes. And then What's the Juice is turning three. Oh my God, imagine like it's like a 3 year old.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
Like if we had a baby when we first started the podcast, the baby would be 3 years old.
But well, it's crazy. I feel like for how much we did for the podcast, the baby should be like five.
What?
Like it feels like we've done the podcast work for way longer.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it does. It does feel like that.
I'm very grateful to be here. I'm grateful and proud of like what we've been able to do for the past 3 years. And you know, creating this space where, you know, people come and go and come and stay and
some people forget about us, then they come back.
Yeah, and that's okay. That happens with, you know, me looking at other people that make content is like sometimes you just, you know, need a break or you get busy or you get into something else and then you come back and you're like, oh, damn, I have so much to listen to.
Because everyone that listens to this podcast, obviously, like everyone got their own life, like everyone is doing what they're into. Mm-hmm. So I just appreciate everyone who takes time out of their week to be like, oh, new episode, let me check it out, and then do my walk with my dog. Shout out to everybody's dog.
Damn, or, haven't said that in a long time. What happened to that, babe? That was your thing.
I don't know. Yeah, so shout out to everybody's dog, all the walks that you guys took with us.
What does it sound like? This is the outro we just started recording.
No, I don't know, because I feel like that's just how I don't know.
This whole episode is just a long outro.
Long outro.
30-minute outro.
Yeah, I feel like we should...
For the season.
Ooh, should we call it that? The episode? Just
season
outro.
Season 3 outro?
No, I don't know. It's not great. Welcome back to the What's the Juice pod, you guys, okay? My name is still Yoni Ikoto.
And my name is still Alia Zaitza. And we're here just to close out the thoughts of the season. And we thought that we would maybe just kind of... touch on, now that we've done this for 3 full years, what our experience of podcasting has taught us, what are the things that, you know, like we learn, mm-hmm. what are the things that we've observed, the things that maybe we didn't expect, mm-hmm. the challenges we've faced.
Oh yeah.
Just shine a light on that. I feel like that would be cool. That would be interesting. And then just close out about, you know, how we felt about season 3. We had a whole new cover. I would say our best cover that we're actually just going to keep for next season. We're not updating the cover.
I think so. I really like this cover.
No, we're not updating this.
I thought about updating it each new season, but I feel like that would be a lot every season.
I don't think it's necessary. I feel like we could definitely do like one more season with the cover we have now. If not, like we can use it. You don't have to change it. We just changed it because we like weren't satisfied.
Yeah.
With previous ones.
Yeah. Okay. So actually talking about previous things, I have a cool idea. Okay?
Okay.
We haven't talked about this, but I think this is going to be pretty cool. Let's go back to Pillow Talk, right?
Okay.
Let's go back to Pillow Talk. Our cover was like an animated version of Alia and myself.
Yes.
I really like that cover, to be honest.
It was cool.
I really liked it. I'm going to put a photo of it right here for you, for all the new listeners, because some new listeners don't know what Pillow Talk is at all.
Yeah, because some of you guys never even listened to the podcast when it wasn't called What's the Juice?
Yeah, exactly. So shout out to all the OGs that have been here since Pillow Talk. But then also shout out to all the new listeners, okay?
Yeah. And what's funny is I actually made like someone, we had a like an illustrator, she drew our, you know, little figures.
Yeah, we had to submit like 2 photos and then she killed it.
No, it was good for that. And then I like did the writing of Pillow Talk on Photoshop and then chose the pink. How did we choose the pink color?
Pink color because we thought like Pillow Talk. Why did we call it Pillow Talk too?
I remember we were asking our friends because we both worked at the same coffee shop. We were asking people like what we should call the we were explaining like the concept behind the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I think we had like a friend that was working there too that I think she was like, what about Pillow Talk? And then we were both like, oh, perfect idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
we kept it.
Wait, who was it?
It was
Alice.
Alice, yeah.
Shout out to Alice. If you're still listening, honestly,
yeah,
shout out to you, okay?
Alice.
Yeah, so that was a great name. We liked it.
It was
obviously.
Great until but, people assumed it was like a sex podcast.
Yeah, which is not, there's
and
nothing
it was
wrong.
Pink too.
And it was pink too. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like anytime somebody would ask me, hey, what's the name of your podcast? And I would say Pillow Talk. And then they would be like, ah.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Like I see what you're into.
Yeah, and there's so much like on a Pillow Talk podcast, you wouldn't expect to be talking about like career or
it's like
stuff
social
like.
Anxiety. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you were the one that came up with the name What's the Juice.
Season 2 came around and we were like, all right, we need a new name.
We need a rebrand.
Yeah, we need a total rebrand.
Even though the podcast stayed the same.
Yeah, the podcast definitely, yeah, just like the branding of the podcast changed. And I'm so glad we did that because Pillow Talk would have been... And also, there's just...
Not enough to, like, play around with.
Yeah. And... I don't know how I came up with What's the Juice. I don't know. Obviously, What's the Tea? It's like you're thinking about, like, you know, people, like, gossiping or whatever. But that's not what we do.
No.
So that's why I was just like...
the juice can be anything.
The juice can
be
anything.
It's just like, so what's the juice? Like, what are we talking about today?
Yeah.
Simple.
And it was just really nice to, like, you know, I'm so glad that we had the juice emoji because I'm using that on everything.
Yeah, it's just like it's for branding purposes, just easy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm getting
like the colors and everything.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a juice box tattoo.
Yeah, you should. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
No, I'm definitely getting it.
Yeah. It's just like tattoos on. I don't know if I'm going to get another tattoo.
No, that's fine. I'm getting, it's not going to be big. It's going to be pretty small on my wrist probably.
And then, you know, Once the Juice was there and we were like, ooh, let's take off our faces from the cover art. Why do we think that?
I don't know.
I think we were so obsessed with the idea of like, being very on point with like the juice theme. So we were like, okay, there's like a fly over here. We need to get a juice box on the cover.
So we just put a juice box on the cover and it looked good.
I liked it. Yeah, and like the design was nice.
It was so nice. And we had so many different variations and different versions of the same one. Maybe like different colors, maybe different background. I still really like it.
I'm so glad that like you need to have a face.
Yeah.
Because that was a thing that like about our podcast is the fact that it is it is based on our relationship. It's based on like our cultural backgrounds, how we grew up, what generations we're part of, different things like that, and the fact that we're together. And then we tackle whatever the juice is. So the fact that we took ourselves out of the cover, it like kind of
it takes away the whole identity, didn't give people the picture of seeing the cover art,
you know?
So then we rented a studio for season three. We were like, all right, let's go take some portraits. Everything was self-timer.
Yeah.
And we had so many photos.
Yeah. But I'm really happy with how it turned out. Like, I don't want to change it.
Yeah. I think at some point I will want to change it to something else at some point. Maybe not this, like season four, but at some
Definitely
point.
Definitely not season four.
I feel like I just want to give something else. Still with us on a cover.
Yeah. Like once we have a kid, we just put them in. in
like a third host.
Yeah. But they're like a baby.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm happy with the like how season three turned out. Like the cover, it just works. Like when I'm scrolling through the podcast apps and I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to, if I see a podcast cover and I don't see what the host look like.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like a very specific one. Like a lot of photography podcasts that I listen to don't have covers of the host because it's about photography. It's not even so much about the personality.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it also depends, you know, if you have something that's very informational, like it's very specific to not the people, but the... I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Not to minimize what we do, but I'm saying it's like if you're listening to a podcast about like health,
mm-hmm.
I care about like the credentials of the person that is talking, but it's not so much about their personality. It's like what they're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Or like the chemistry, or like where this person is from, or if someone's giving like financial advice.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. I mean, but there's still some of those podcasts that still use their face, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's good. Either way, I think it's better to have your face no matter what you're talking about, because you give the listener or the viewer a picture of, okay, a point of reference, right? Like, let's say, I don't know, I'm from a certain country and then I'm looking for a podcast and I see someone that looks like me, I might want to be like, oh, maybe I can relate to certain things more just because of that. So the cover attracts you more. You can't deny that.
Yeah. Okay, so now to get into just like this, I would say was the first year that we were the most consistent. We maybe had like 2 or 3 mishaps. We haven't missed any episodes.
What mishaps are you talking about?
Like we might have like posted late or something.
Oh yeah, that happens.
You know, that happens because life happens. And it's just the two of us. We don't have a team. So it's a self-produced, self-funded, self-shot, self-edited, self-made.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of us that we were able to do like 50 episodes of the season.
And commit to it every week.
Commit to it. And that's why 50 episodes, which is actually 100 because we also did like the 50 episodes on Patreon, it felt like so much more than just one season, which is why, like, to me, I'm like, damn, it's only season 3.
Because it's kind of, it feels like 2 seasons.
Yeah, a little bit.
But also too, like, I noticed from other podcasts that I see, everyone's season is way less than 50 episodes. Anytime anybody asks me, oh, Yoni, how long is the season of What's the Juice? And I say 50.
I mean, we just kind of chose that number.
They're like, 50? Because we kind of just want to do, like, if it's 2024, the beginning of the new year is going to be a new season. So now, like, we're in 2025. This whole 2025 is going to be season 4. 2026 is going to be the beginning of a new.
I mean, even though we're, like, going to start it in March some point, so.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's still the beginning of the year is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like
next year is going to be that we start in April and then
yeah.
May.
Yeah.
But how would you say, I feel like you specifically have grown the most in terms of the podcast from like the beginning when we started. You weren't used to like speaking into a mic, neither was I necessarily, but I was used to speaking to a camera. Then I was like used to having to, like, you know, kind of talk. We have each other, but like with YouTube, it's like I talk into nothingness. Like there's no one receiving the what I'm saying until like I put it out into a video.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a certain like level of skill where you can, you have to like just be able to talk to yourself or talk that way that like you were having a hard time with, even though I was on the side, because you had to remember that you're not talking to the people, you're talking to me, and it's a conversation that we're having. And I remember first season, I had to keep telling you like, babe, just talk to me, babe. Just talk to me. Because I could just tell.
Yo, I remember.
You remember that, right?
I remember actually like it was yesterday, because I never put myself out there like that ever. Not even on social media.
Yeah.
I barely post photos of myself. So to be able to, out of nowhere, just turn a corner and just share and be vulnerable on the podcast.
And like anyone can see it.
And you don't even know who's listening.
Because they're not telling you, I just listened to the podcast.
Oh, no. And you know, so I understood that, but I was like, I was having a hard time just expressing like some of the thoughts that I was having. Like I didn't know how to just speak to you. Like I kept thinking about like the mic. I felt like this microphone right here, I felt like that was like the audience just looking at me, right? So I was just like, you guys, when you, like I was addressing you.
Yeah.
Instead of addressing Alia and just having a conversation and then just have people, because you know how the
listen
message
in.
Yeah, the message that we always get, people always tell us, your podcast feels like I'm just in a room with my friends and just listening to a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so I understood that after like, I don't know, I feel like it took me, how many episodes do you think it took me to?
Maybe like 10 right? or 15 or so. Yeah, I mean, it takes practice.
When I was editing the audio, especially because season 1 was only audio.
Yeah.
And
we didn't even have a camera.
Yeah, we didn't have a camera. It was just audio. And I remember just, there was a lot of edits that I was doing because I was like messing up like pretty, like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but, and then season 2, I feel like by the time we got to season 2, like
well,
right now,
we don't. Season 2, then we introduced cameras.
Yeah, we introduced the cameras, but then also there were barely any edits in the audio. Like right now, we never really cut anything. Like it's just a straight one shot.
Yeah.
Unless you say something that maybe you shouldn't have said.
Yeah, unless I say some crazy shit. And Yoni's like, we got to take this out.
Yeah. So then we take it out. But it's not because it was like a mistake or just like some awkward silence that I was having in season 1.
Oh, yeah. No. You would like take a long time to like say things.
Yeah. I still feel like I do that today a little bit, but that's just how I talk.
Not as much. I mean, you definitely talk a little bit slower than I do.
Yes.
But
season 1, guys, it was...
Oh, my God. I just remember, like, if you would look at the timeline of the episode, it would be like, ka, 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 ka.
Yeah, because I just had to cut all the... Because I was just thinking, like, how do I put this?
Yeah.
Not even understanding that someone is waiting for you to say what you're trying to say.
Yeah. But I would say, like, you know, you've really, like, grown into that word now. It's not... Like, look at you now compared to how it was. I just remember how I felt from the other side, but that's because I also had already made videos for like a little bit over a year, I think, like a year.
A year and like a couple months.
Yeah, something like that. So I already got in the practice under my belt of just like talking to a camera and
explaining
things.
No, you were on it from the beginning. And honestly, you helped me a lot also in season one. Like I appreciate, because you were patient with me.
Yeah.
You were patient with me most times.
Most of the
Most times, because I understand it can be frustrating, and but I just needed time.
Well,
it was just practice. Imagine you tell anyone, hey, we're going to start a podcast. They've never did a podcast before. They're going to struggle a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just to get used to it.
It depends. I feel like nowadays, though, like many more people are like online and...
When you put a microphone in front of anyone, it's,
that hasn't done anything.
Yeah,
of that
it's
nature.
it's a little like nerve wracking a little bit, you know.
So, what would you say has been okay? What are your least favorite things about having a podcast?
Least favorite thing about having a podcast?
Yeah, like let's be honest. You know, let's let people in. Let's tell them. I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so one thing that, should we start with things that people know what, okay, one thing I love about the podcast, I'll say that first. Mm-hmm. One thing I love about the podcast is the fact that it's become a space where I feel like I can voice a little bit more of the important things in life that I don't have another space for to do that. Like for me, because I make content in almost all shapes and sizes on YouTube, I have kind of like created this niche for myself as a creator that there's only like so much that I can talk about certain topics, and it has to be like a good time and place and situation, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I can't just randomly start talking about something that's unrelated and it's like a long 10 minutes talking about, I don't know, like kids or friendship or something.
On YouTube.
It just doesn't align. Yeah. I mean, I could obviously, but it's just different.
Yeah.
And then like on Instagram, that's its own section, its own beast. And I don't feel like, I don't know, the podcast has just become a place where I feel safe. I feel heard. I feel like it's one of my favorite things is to sit down with friends, quality time, play some games, eat some food, and talk about life. Like, that's my favorite thing. It can mm-hmm. be random shit. It can be, like, you know, opening people's fridges is, like, do you do that or not? Or it can be, like, you know, traveling, or it can be living in New York and having kids. Like, it can be anything.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite thing to do in general with people.
Yeah.
There's some shit going on outside right now.
I feel like it almost sounds like they're playing a song. Okay, we're gonna edit this part out. Speaking of edits, right? Like, when something like that happens, we got to edit. Okay, they're done.
So you say now, to balance it out, you mm-hmm. say something that you like about the podcast.
Something I love about the podcast is community.
Mm.
That's my favorite part about podcasts. I love connecting with as many listeners as possible.
Yeah.
Anytime we run into anybody outside and meeting them in person, it always feels way better than... I mean, obviously... Talking online and DMs is fun too, when you just, you know, you have conversations with multiple people all over the world. But when you see someone in the middle, like you're just having your day, you're going to the grocery store and then you see someone that listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's super refreshing because it you kind of realize that it's like real people.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing, seeing numbers on the screen, it's like, okay, cool. You know, obviously you appreciate it.
And
but
the numbers
kind
of become something else. Like when you look at the numbers, you kind of like forget that you're looking at singular people that listened.
Yeah. So I think community, and then anytime I run into anybody on the street, I feel like we're automatically friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel so comfortable just talking to them, because if they've been listening, especially if they say, oh, I've been listening since like season one, I'm like, you literally know my life.
Yeah.
So just because of that, I feel so open and not confident, but comfortable talking to them about anything.
Yeah.
So I think community, and I just appreciate it, like anyone that chooses to listen to this podcast, because there's literally thousands of new podcasters
every day.
So for people to come back still to What's the Juice, I feel like that's like my favorite thing about mm-hmm. the podcast. And just sharing my thoughts too. I love expressing myself. I feel like it made me a lot more I want to say confident too.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
Not that I wasn't confident before, but something about having a space where I can express myself and I've never done that before.
But like, I think it's because like you've gotten better at expressing yourself.
Right.
Because of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. But then also I remember the first episode that came out. I was so hesitant, like almost scared to put it on my Instagram and say, hey, I have a new podcast. Here's the first episode. Because, you know, like we live in a world where people judge so much.
Yeah.
And I felt like I don't want to. That's before we even had the Instagram for What's the Juice.
And it's just because you have no idea from the it's not about people that I don't know. It's about the people that I know and know me in real life that like will listen and will draw their own conclusions and have their own opinions. Send but they'll never let me know.
Send it to another friend. Be like, yo, listen to what Yoni said right here.
Yeah. Or like, damn, look what they did or whatever, you know?
And I don't know. I remember I didn't post it right away.
The podcast?
Yeah, I didn't post it right away. Oh. I posted it like maybe like the next morning. Like, hey, this is a new episode. Because I had to just like think, just sit with my feelings.
Started a and it's also like it's this thing these days where like it wasn't so much when we started it. I feel like the podcast boom, like with like everybody was making a podcast, happened in like the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, where like now literally everyone has a podcast, like in terms of even at the celebrity level, which now comes in what something I don't like about podcasting. And it's not so much, I would say, necessarily related to like the actual doing and the actual podcasting, like the act of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
It has more to do with the industry and how I feel like now it's that much harder for self-made small podcasts that do not rely on guests to have a space in this industry and to have an audience and to have a share of the success, the money that is being poured into podcasting, that does not reach our kind of podcast the way that it reaches podcasts that rely on either the host is a celebrity or the host interviews celebrities. And those are the podcasts that make the money in the podcasting world.
Yeah.
It's like the podcast is either made by a celebrity, so they are already known, and now they have a podcast, so of course their podcast is going to be listened to simply because of who they are, because they did something else. Not necessarily that the podcast is good or bad, but the thing is, good or bad, but their podcast doesn't have to be that good for people to listen to it.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity, the content doesn't have to be good necessarily
or interesting. People will still listen.
People will listen to it because
you're a celebrity.
They just want to hear about
your
life and work, which I guess makes it interesting. Because you can't deny that a celebrity's life, like let's say if I was a celebrity.
But they're not necessarily talking about their life.
Okay, but if they were, that could be interesting because celebrities at the end of the day are still just regular people.
Yeah, but what I...
So their life could be a little bit maybe more interesting than mine because they have access to some things that I would love to hear what is the behind the scenes of, I don't know, like a movie set is like. Like, I would love to hear someone talk about that. So that's what makes it interesting. But I get your point about having guests and the guests be a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Like
having a podcast and the reason why people listen to that podcast is because of the guests that come on that podcast that are famous for something.
Mm.
And I'm like, are the people listening to that podcast because that podcast is good or because of the celebrity that's on that podcast?
And the host isn't necessarily a celebrity. They just has access.
But then if the host is a celebrity and then they also interview celebrities, boom,
happens a lot.
Yeah.
That's like, actually most of the podcasts.
Most of the podcasts now are... don't get me wrong. There are the amazing podcasts that started without being a celebrity and without having celebrity guests, and they were good and successful and they garnered an audience and they're huge now. And that's the goal.
Yeah.
That's like what I want to do.
Yeah.
So when people ask us, like, would you guys have guests, blah, 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 I'm just like, for one, what if it low-key feels like if your guest isn't a celebrity or like a noteworthy person, why are they a guest on your show?
People are going to be like, who? Like,
because who? Why do I care to hear what the celebrity or what this guest has to say? Like, we just have like our friend on the podcast.
I mean, that, I don't know. I mean, we could enjoy the conversation, but our listeners, if they don't know them, they don't have no context. I still think there is a way. I don't know.
Think about the podcast that you, because you listen to a lot more podcasts than I do.
Yeah.
And there are some podcasts that might interview regular people mm-hmm. that are not celebrities or whatever, but the interviewer is someone. Mm-hmm. A big industry that kind of came into podcasting are comedians. Mm-hmm. These comedians are talented, mm-hmm. are good at what they do. Podcasting is the perfect space for them to make content.
It's perfect.
You know? But there are many comedians that were already at a certain level of name, mm-hmm. whether they've been in movies or had like a...
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they already had certain level of like audience garnered. Mm-hmm. And their podcast just became huge. I don't know. I feel like, and that is not to say that like our podcast too didn't start from the very, very, very bottom. Mm-hmm. Because I had already had an audience on YouTube.
Right.
Not comparable to somebody that is a celebrity.
Yeah.
Or somebody that, you know, is got that type of influence. But still, we didn't technically start from ground zero. Yeah. So I'm just saying,
we started from like ground one. Like we had to step up.
Yeah. So I would just say, like, in terms of that, podcasting as an industry is, I would say, way harder to like succeed and thrive and make stable income from mm-hmm. when you are competing with that level of success that the big podcasts today have.
Yeah, I'm trying to
compared to like any other type of content that you can make.
I know, but I'm trying to think like, okay, all the celebrity people having a podcast, but I still feel like there's always room for everybody in podcasting. If your podcast is good, it's just good. You know, like, I don't know if they necessarily take up space because they all talk about different things. Like, anybody can start a podcast and share whatever they want to talk about. I don't know.
I'm talking about more like discoverability in the sense of like for you to like be able to keep growing the podcast and to be able to like, you know, support yourself, support your family through this because you do this as a job.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder these days. If you yourself are not a celebrity, because now like these people have entered the podcasting world.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I never thought about it, actually, to be honest.
Like now
I
never thought like about all athletes have podcasts. All celebrities now have podcasts. Like everybody's making podcasts.
So you think if someone were to listen to this today right now is inspired to start a podcast, because there's still going to be new podcasts that are born today that are going to be successful. They just have to be good.
I mean,
good.
Who's making them though?
Regular people.
Yeah, like regular people. Give me an example of a podcast that is like really big right now or like just known, maybe not like top 10, but just known and that is made by a regular person who isn't somebody.
I don't know, but I'm also not trying to discourage anybody who ever wants to start a podcast. I'm saying it's going to take years. Obviously, it took us even like a long time before you even, you know, start making any kind of money. It takes time.
I'm not saying this to discourage anyone.
No, because it just sounds like, yo, if you ain't a celebrity and if you don't have
we're
a name.
We're celebrities and we're still doing this because we love what we do. I'm just saying that it's something that compared to other content creator pools or mm-hmm. buckets on YouTube, you can make the content, and in a way it feels like the effort you put in, you get rewarded for over time. It
on
takes
YouTube.
Time. It gets, yeah, because there's one, there's an algorithm.
Podcast is definitely harder than YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like podcasting is it's not some easy shit. You don't just record and then put it out and then it just grows.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There's like, no timeline.
On YouTube and on Instagram and on all those social media apps, it's so, so, so different than podcasting.
No,
and that's what I mean, where it's like now, these days, you sometimes still have celebrities doing like trying to get into YouTube and like their videos and stuff is like kind of, you know, they have like a whole production team and like all that. And then, I don't know, it's just kind of, it's just I don't know, it feels a little bit weird when you're like a regular person and you make content and this is your job, and then celebrities come in here and they garner millions and millions of views and everything simply because of who they are and not even necessarily what they make.
Yeah, I don't know, for some I just don't think they take space, because there's so much space for everyone. They're gonna get the millions of views, but if they discover you, little creator, this, and if it's good, they're still going to like it. I don't think it's not like a bottle and the bottle is filled now and there's no space. There's always space.
I get it. And that's something that I say all the time when I tell people, like, you should make content. There's never enough. There isn't a limit to how many people can follow other people.
I'm just a really strong believer of, if your shit is good, it's good and you will get discovered, but you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
I think if something is good, it's just good. Like, it could be even better than whoever celebrity made it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's a lot, that's the case in a lot of cases.
I just feel like as a creator, for me in general, it's like when there's so much work and passion and time and money that goes into making things, that then to have someone come into the same space as you. And have a whole team, have hella money to put into it. All you gotta do is just like show up. You don't have to set up your own shit. You don't have to edit your own shit. You just show up, look cute, put your name on something, and it just automatically will work. It's just frustrating for someone that doesn't have that.
Yeah. It's frustrating, but it's essentially, like, I hear you and I understand what you're saying, but I never viewed it like that. I never felt like, oh, I'm not competing with them. Someone who got 9 million followers and us over here, we're doing our thing. And I never thought about it how the way you say, but it's really interesting because it makes me think about it. But I guess I just don't think about them. I don't think about them. I'm not worried about them, you know?
For me, it's just more frustrating as like a concept.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And there's definitely more and more celebrities, like, I feel like in the last year.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, so many NBA players.
Everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, so many NBA players now too. Like, everyone has a podcast. And guess what? Like, a lot of them are really interesting because me as a, I guess, quote unquote, ex-basketball player, I always wanted to know what it's like, the behind the scenes of an NBA player. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it like when you go home? Like, what do you do? Mm. You know, so then they tell all these stories. Like, where did it go before the game? They do regular shit. Mm-hmm. After the game, what do they do? Go to dinner. Because that's just work. The game that we watch on TV, that's them going to work.
Yeah.
So any NBA player that I like that has a podcast, I probably listen to. And it's pretty cool. I don't hate it. And I also don't look at it like, oh, they're taking a spot
But it's like the more you have like that level of people making content,
the more people go to
like that, because the more options there are. When someone's like looking for a new podcast, like, how do you think they find it?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
All we gotta do is just get get bigger, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because that's another thing too.
And we came a long way too.
Like, I have too much pride to, like, let's say I even knew celebrities, which I don't. I feel like for me, that would be something that I would not want to, like, put that. If one day we're just, like, interviewing Ali and Yoni interview, who's a celebrity?
Jennifer Lopez. Let's say she was our neighbor. Okay, like what kind of celebrity are you thinking about?
I don't know, like Drake. Someone that people...
Aaliyah and Yon interviewing Kendrick Lamar right before the show.
Imagine, oh my God. I don't know. I think you guys get what I'm saying. Maybe this sounds like I'm being, maybe like I'm jealous, and maybe I am. I am jealous on the fact that there's people that anything they do, simply because they're famous, everybody, you know, eats it up. And that's just the way that things are set up.
Yeah, but I think we just, like, we came a long way even to, like, it got to a point to where people are, yes, like, a lot of people discovered the podcast through your YouTube, but then the podcast started to grow on its own also, and people started to find what's the juice, and then they find our content separately.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's good, and we definitely grown a lot, so... we just gotta keep grinding, honestly. And it is what it is, you know?
No, it is what it is. I'm just saying that's one of my like things that I'm just...
I can tell it's
because we just be doing so much.
No, yeah, we do.
And you're telling me someone just one day is like, yeah, I want to start a podcast, and they just like have someone set everything up. It's like, hey, I kind of want to start a podcast. Can you figure that out for me? Okay, cool, thanks. And like that's all they have to do.
And the first episode is sponsored.
Exactly.
Like, how do you have a new podcast and it's already sponsored by Coca-Cola? Like, what? Yeah, so...
you know...
But that's just the reality of podcasting. But I do think that if you are passionate about something and if you feel comfortable speaking, and even if you're not comfortable, trust me, you will get comfortable. But if you want to do this, you can. And anybody can start with literally, like, just your phone. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have a whole...
You can do it on, like... voice memos if you want
to. Yeah, exactly. But just practice and get those episodes in. And I don't know if you want to have guests on your podcast or not. Like for us, we never really wanted to rely on guests because it's like, I never wanted to be the podcast that only has guests, right? What happens if one week I don't have a guest? Like who am I going to talk to?
I mean that, and then also I would feel like how many people are here for like what I'm making versus just because of that person is next to me.
Exactly.
Which like so many podcasts are like that.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes it's celebrities interviewing other celebrities, then it's like boom, you got
perfect match.
Money.
Yeah. No, I think for us what I'm really proud of is that we made something and we are continuing to build something that is just us, two regular people.
But it's hard, bro. Like, it's not... It's like, however much chemistry we have...
Right.
At the end of the day, like, there's... We don't have something new. We don't have a new person where we can be like, so tell me about you.
It's and easy.
It's so easy to do. If you just had an interview.
I know. It's so easy, but I don't want to do that.
That's what I'm saying. But I want people to realize
how hard it is.
How much harder it is to not do interview.
I know. I think people know that without saying it.
I don't know if people know that.
Yeah. When you're interviewing someone, you don't have, like we pull from our brain. Like everything you hear is just like literally true content that comes out in real time. But also, you know, let's not forget that we actually also, I mean, the only reason we have 3 seasons is because we love doing it. You know, just because it's hard. And some weeks is harder than other weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like this week, for example, it was hard to get in front of the mic today. Because the week has just been a rough week. We know it's the last episode and we wanted to make it like a good episode finale. But so yes, it's hard, but also I love it and I believe in it so much.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in it.
You know, and we don't take breaks season after season. We're going to get ready for season 4. It's going to keep growing. And, you know, it takes time. Like people, even people who have like a name or even people who don't, right? It takes them like even 5 years to even see like their first ad or whatever. Like I hear stories like that all the time. Maybe you don't, but I listen to so many podcasters and they talk about how they first started. They were like, yeah, you know, it took me 5 years to make any money on podcast.
Hmm.
But now they're like huge, but you have to like go through all these, you know what I mean? So for us to be in you know, year 3 and we're doing okay. We don't make hella money, But we there's.
I mean, for me, it's not necessarily even about like the money. It's the. It's just like podcasting is its own beast that I feel like is still so new compared to everything else. And because it's not social media, it doesn't have the algorithm to help you.
If it, because we have to make the, like, that's why we started the What's the Juice page.
But then again, it's still two of us. So, so we, you know, we both have other jobs that we do.
Yeah, like I'm a.
And I don't want this episode to come off as complaining.
Yeah, I don't either.
Cause that's not the note that I want to end on. And I just thought it would be fun to share, like, you know, what are some of the challenges and some of the like frustrating things that comes with the, you know, the podcast and like making a podcast. Because I feel like sometimes we idealize these types of jobs.
Like, it's so easy to make it seem like it's just so perfect.
I can see someone that has like a regular 9 to 5. Maybe they go sit at a desk, you know, from Monday to Friday, and they have a weekend and they listen to like our podcast. Maybe they watch my videos. They follow your photography and they see, you know, a married couple living in New York, making their own, you know, like work and content, work from home, being self-employed. And I just really want to like balance out that idealized image that maybe gets created unintentionally about like what we do and who we are. Cause it's not all peaches and rainbows, guys. Like it's really not. I will still choose this life over clocking in. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. But the work and the mental load that people that make everything themselves and everything is self-made from A to Z for everything they put out, and they don't have a team, they don't have they don't have like people on payroll.
Like nobody is making anything and sends it to us and be like, okay, what's the juice? This is done and this is done.
There's no one I can call and be like, hey, can you guys set up the pod? We're about to record in an hour. Like we're setting up the pod. We're breaking down the pod.
Like our studio is in the living room. So we're working towards, obviously that's the goal basically, to build a team. So then I can focus more on photography and do more things there.
Yeah.
There's so much time that goes into editing the podcast week after week. You know, like I edit a podcast and I got to edit a photo shoot that I did.
And then we got to record the podcast.
And then we got to record the podcast for again. And then it's just like the time for me to just sit on this couch on a random day and just be like, what do I want to do today? Like sometimes it doesn't really exist because I know what I got to do.
Yeah, that doesn't ever exist. Because you know? With what we do, there's always that one thing that I meant to do, but it wasn't priority. And now I have time to do it. So I'm going to do it. But I also could. The thing is, I don't know how to explain it. It's like you have the freedom and time to choose what you do and when you do it. But at the same time,
there's always
that
something.
Is a curse because you always have something to do.
Yeah,
and you always can do it because you can choose when you do it and when you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I love podcasting. I love everything that's come with it. The fact that I love that it's something that we've worked on together. Mm-hmm. That is like the one thing that we share creatively. You know, but I also just feel like it's important in terms of like, in terms of balancing out the idea of what we do. And I don't want people to just see what we do as like this.
No, I think that was important to bring up, you know, because the hours of when you compare this and a 9 to 5 is not the same at all, because 9 to 5 or I don't know, 8 to 4, whatever. After 4 o'clock, you don't deal with your job really.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, I don't know, manager or something, right? But after that, you're free until the next morning. But with this, it's like, I mean, how many times are we
recording at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, or like editing at midnight or because the hours just don't stop. So that's the trade-off. You know, you know, you take some and then you give some. Wait, is that the right analogy?
Yeah. People get it.
You get some.
You know, we're still going to be here season 4.
Yeah.
Don't get it wrong. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel right now.
No, it's good. And I'm excited for season 4.
Yeah. I don't know if there's necessarily anything
new that's going to
new, cuz like how much more can we add?
Yo, that's the thing too. How much more can we add while it's still just the two of us?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. Like, if the team grows, trust me, we're going to add more stuff. But like season three, I think that was the last big thing that we would add was the Patreon, which is a whole new
podcast.
Episode. Yeah. So by the way, if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed to Patreon, just go over there and check it out.
Guys, it's truly like our life and what we do. And I know there's also this other thing with like making content, and we've kind of come to this place where like we expect content to be free.
Yeah.
But like my question is like, why don't you expect like movies to be free the same way? Just because a whole team that made this movie.
On Netflix? A movie on Netflix people pay for.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody expects Netflix to be free.
Oh, yeah, no.
So sometimes as an independent small creator.
Small business. Small
you
company.
Like, people expect all content to be free. And when you put something like behind a paywall, people are like thrown off and they're like, why do I have to pay for this type thing, you know?
I mean, it's an option for you to do. We never told someone, hey, if you listen to this right now, you have to go there. No, the link is there. If you like What's the Juice and you want more content, it is available, but just not for free.
No,
that should be totally understandable.
I know, but
Because we're also not taking away the free episodes.
No, we're not taking away the free episodes. But I'm just saying that in general, I feel like consumers, and this includes me too, I've seen the way that like sometimes people start like adding something, but then that's like paid. And then I've also seen people, the way that they react to people like making something under a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
And then people feel like, damn, why do I have to pay for this? Why can't I just like get it, you know? And it's like, this is work.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
go to a small business expecting like anything free, right?
Yeah, I mean, those comments you just kind of read and move along. That shouldn't. But I get it. It's frustrating because you never really want that. You just wish that everybody understood. But some people just don't think ahead, or not even ahead, but don't realize that. You
Same
know
with
I mean?
Like small artists too. If you a photographer, like you know, different things like that. I feel like we need to embrace. We need to care more for the small creators.
Yeah, like if there's a photographer who has, I don't know, like a show or something, and it costs $5 to get in, and I love their work, I will pay that $5 and get in.
Yeah,
you know, or like they're selling prints. I don't expect to have a print for $5. It's work, you know. Like everybody's just, you know, we're all trying to just get through this life and do what we love. But at the end of the day, too, like you know, you still got rent to pay. It's like
exactly.
You're putting so much time out of your day, and it's like
this job is the same as somebody going to their office and doing what they got to do.
Yeah,
it's the exact same thing. You
like
know?
You don't go to work and then like if you didn't get paid to go to your job, like you wouldn't go.
Exactly, but the illusion created from the fact that what we do looks fun, what we do is funny, or it's entertaining, therefore it's whatever. You know, and I'm just like, guys, like this is real life, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out Patreon. You can also be a free member and just be over there and see some things,
just hang out,
you know. But we appreciate you. I don't know exactly, well, if you want to figure out exactly when our season four starts, you can go on follow What's the Juice on Instagram. It's linked in the description of this episode. We're still figuring out the logistics. Honestly, it's kind of been a lot going on.
Yeah, we've
had some rough weeks over here at the What's the Juice headquarters.
Okay? Yeah, we need a company meeting here pretty soon.
Yeah,
just to
as
regroup.
Of me and you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening for all the years. Even if this is your first episode, stick around for season four. It's coming very soon.
Yeah.
Any last words?
I mean, I'm emotional. I feel like I'm going to, even though the break is not going to be that long, but I'm going to miss everyone, you know?
Yeah. No, it's going to be a nice break to then like recharge our, because this is also like squeezing out juice out of this brain every week.
Yeah.
Twice.
People ask me all the time, like, Yoni, how do you now run out of things to talk about?
We do. We like, somehow just make it work.
Shout out to Off Topic. That's how Off Topic was created.
Yeah.
Anytime
and those,
we
Go ahead.
Anytime we did it off topic, just so you know, if you didn't know, it was because that week we didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much. And somehow it still turns out.
Yeah. And people love the off topic ones because it's not topic specific, you know? Yeah. So we just kind of catch up about like
and
what happened in life.
And just let the convo flow, which is pretty much how life is.
Yeah. And a lot of season 4, I think, is going to be like that. But you know what I'm thinking? For season 4, if we're going to do a lot of off topic type episodes, it will require us to go do more stuff. So then we have more stuff to talk about. Because you know how like when we went to Spain, we come back and we have a Spain episode.
But we do more stuff like when it's nice out. Like these days, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know. But like we have to keep in mind that if we, you know, like for the type of content we actually, because we love being at home. We're homebodies.
But if we stay at home all the time, we
ain't got shit to talk about.
Facts.
Yeah, so we're going to have to like take some trips or do something outside. Go skiing or something. Like, if we go skiing, we're going to talk about how fun skiing was.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, guys, I love you. I was about to say I miss you.
We will miss you. Yeah. And we'll see you super soon over here.
All right. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay warm. Get some tea. And I think during the break, too, we'll just have, like, we're going to do, like, we'll revisit old episodes.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yeah, like the pillow talk episodes, just to have still like a weekly thing. It's not going to be new episodes. It's just going to be old episodes that we liked. Some of our favorite episodes. I think we're going to like repost them.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you on Patreon. If you're there, we'll be dropping a video on Sunday.
Yeah. Like if you listen to this and you want one more, go to Patreon. You have 50 more. Think about that.
50 more.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.